With Laura Fox.
Podcast. Now it is that time of year again with many of us already decking the halls, shopping for presents and planning festive dinner and drinks. But all of these shenanigans in December can also disrupt our diet, exercise, sleep, not to mention throwing in the occasional hangover. It is a simple truth. All of this is going to happen to some extent. But joining me now to give us some advice on how to keep an eye on our health during this is ICU nurse Sarah Karen. Sarah, thank you so much for coming back into us today. How are you today?
Good, not hungover. That's good.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. What a way to kick off your Monday. You're already
positive
winning.
Start of the week.
Okay, look, just to begin with, we are a week out from the biggest party season of the year. Is there anything that we can do right now to prepare for this?
100%. So hangovers are complex. They're actually more straightforward than you think, or they're not as straightforward. I mean, they affect your whole body. Mm-hmm. They affect your nervous system, your mental health, your entire body physically. You get like the bulk of the symptoms, the physical symptoms are typically from dehydration. So alcohol is a diuretic, so okay. It makes you pee. And also when you're drinking alcohol, it's a fluid, right? So you're drinking, not only is it diuretic, it's making you pee more, you're also drinking more fluid. So that going to the loo and peeing that much, basically your body gets really, really dehydrated. So the symptoms are just awful. You know, the next day you have extra bile in your tummy, so that can make you it's just awful. It interrupts your sleep pattern, makes you feel groggy. You're less likely to exercise the next day. You're more likely to eat bad food because of the salt. Because you're dehydrated, you crave the salty food, and then it's sort of a knock-on effect. So really, I'm kind of a little bit shell-shocked how quickly Christmas has started this year.
Sorry. I know I was like talking about it from the 1st of November being like, woo! But it felt like it was ages away and now it's just here.
I was in the shop yesterday. It's like
full
on Christmas.
And no, like, the twinkly lights are making it a little bit better. But
yeah, we're an entire month away. So really what I would say, and we were talking about this morning, like, is that you don't have to go to every single party.
Yeah. Okay.
So abstaining where at all possible. And also like this simple things you need to, if you know that you're going to be out three nights this week, be kind and be good to yourself and look after yourself the other 4 days, right? So as much as you can. It's hydration is the key, right? So there's a couple of things. If you know that you're going to go, just say you've an office party. Oh my God, be careful at office parties.
Just drink water at an office party. It's just easier.
And everyone leave at 11. So office party. But hydrate the whole day. Okay. So you need to keep on top of fluids, you know, your 2 liters, 1.5, 2 liters, whatever, water and fluids throughout the day. So you need to be hydrated throughout the day. Okay. So you need to start strong. The other thing is eating before you go out is integral, because if you have a tummy full of food, particularly a good, decent meal or something with like cheese in it, there's like casein in cheese that like forms this gel, protects your tummy. It means that
Everybody is going to be like, that's the best news I've ever heard.
Yeah. Somebody write this down. But you're absorbed. So when you start drinking alcohol, it's slower to absorb because your belly is working its way through digesting this food. So it's really, really, honestly a top tip, even from a health point of view, because you know when you're at parties and you're grabbing crisps and grabbing nachos, like if you think about like a chocolate can be 80 calories, like, and it really builds up. Yep. But if you've eaten before you go out, you're less likely to pick at the, And then, so it's hydration during the day, eat before you go out. Eating and alcohol is just integral. If you eat on an empty stomach, you're just asking for trouble, because if you imagine, and you're more likely to be vomiting the next day because
you've been eating.
Nobody
wants any of that.
The biggest thing, so eating is important. Like people, there's no real science behind it, like as in like really structured evidence, but people swear by milk thistle. This is a supplement because it's really good for apparently for your liver detoxification.
Do you have to be careful with milk thistle and contraception?
Yes, there is a link. So I'd kind of, like nothing's totally structured, but I'd be a little bit mindful. I'd definitely do your research. But actually, if you just eat and drink water, it's sort of going to do the same.
When you're out and about then as well, like I'm assuming trying to make sure that you're getting a pint of water into yourself. It's like
so it's every
throughout the night.
Second drink. Okay. That's the key to it. Is every second drink, have a glass of water. Now, the most sort of likely time is drinking at home. So there's a couple of things. Drinkaware.ie is amazing. It does a drinks calculator and everything, because we're going to talk about the next day in a sec. But like when you think about, so water every second drink, right? And even having a coffee at the beginning of your alcohol, whatever journey that night is a stimulant. So it'll sort of make you feel the effects of alcohol, as in you'll feel kind of more energized. So you're less likely to drink alcohol to seek that energy. But it, you know what? It's the tapering down as you go through the night. So even if you have a fast start and people will be excited and stuff, try and taper down. If you can have your last drink 3 hours before you go to bed, start tapering down that much, you'll be less likely that your sleep will be affected.
Impacted.
Yeah, so you're going to feel automatically a lot better.
And obviously we kind of need to be aware of the units as well, because yeah, all drinks are different units.
100%. Yeah. So couple of things that they, I thought this was really good advice. I looked at a drink on Aware when I was before a call, and they were saying don't top up your glass of wine. If you're at a dinner party or you're at somebody's house or whatever, finish your glass of wine and then get new wine.
Oh, because then you can keep an eye on it.
Yeah, if someone's topping up that age old that you don't have any idea what you're drinking, be super careful with things like cocktails can have so much alcohol. I can't even, I got a hangover. My friend Catherine made a margarita in a thermix one time and I'm still recovering. Actually, I can still think about 2.5 years later. I'm like, still trying. I can't even sip aside of someone drinking a margarita. I'm
like, you're like, game over. Able.
But they're full of sugar. Like they're going to, they're just, and so full alcohol, but keeping count is really important. And then it's the hydration. So if you imagine you've eaten when you get home, even a glass, could you believe, you know, there's an index of hydration fluids, right? And actually the top of it is milk. That milk is unbelievably hydrating.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So if you, yeah, you can do it. So if you get home and you'd really like a big glass of milk, it's going to be super effective for your just replenishing. So then the next thing you need to be careful as well is, you know, when I was talking about the tapering down, the other reason that that's really safe is because the next day, you're not, you know, the chance of you drink driving are so high.
People very dangerous.
Totally, very dangerous. Yeah. Like 1 in 10 DUIs are, I think, between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. So basically people going to collect their car somewhere and driving home. So be really careful. And you can go and drink aware.ie and do the calculator, but it takes at least 6 hours for alcohol to leave your system.
Me and one of my friends have this trick when we're out and on out. We're like, oh my God, we sneak off to the bar, come on. And then we get up there and then we're like, can we get 2 pints of water, please?
And
then we're like, we like race to drink. But it's kind of like half the fun out of it as well. And we managed to keep ourselves hydrated throughout it.
It's so good.
You just have to remind yourself. But look, okay, so that's the night of.
Yeah.
And so much information there, and it's just trying to be mindful, especially this time of year when there's so much of it happening. Yeah. Hydration is key.
Food, water, every second drink.
Let's talk about the next morning.
Okay. So the next morning, so hangovers will vary massively from, like, I get the worst hangovers ever. So I have to be really careful when I drink. My husband, I think, has never had a hangover, like from what I can see. Like, it's unbelievable. He's 6'5". He's massive. So he's not. So all of that plays into it. And then some people are vomiters when they're hungover. Mm. Other people aren't, and all that sort of stuff. And it just is all down to genetics and size and all that sort of stuff. And what you drink. Like there's certain drinks like with high tannins, like brandies and stuff. And especially if you drink them late in the night, you're going to, it's going to impact your hangover. But the next day, there's this hair of the dog. Having a drink the next day is literally just delaying a hangover symptom. It's not.
It's going to push it out for 2 more days and then it's 10 times
Let's
worse.
Let's not do that, okay? But it's things like, it's just basically replenishing the electrolytes because you're so severely dehydrated. So something like Dioralyte or, you know, electrolyte filled drinks will make a huge difference. One, like a cold swim in the sea is going to energize you. It's going to increase your adrenaline. But saunas and steam rooms, and you know, there's a whole thing, sweat it out. Like that's literally the opposite of what you're meant to do. So if you imagine you're already dehydrated, then you get into sauna. On it, you're dripping sweat. All your Dioralyte is now on the seat in the sauna. So let's not do that.
So go for the ice plunge as opposed to going for the sauna.
Increase your adrenaline. Keep hydrated. Painkillers. Watch with your. You can get sick just if you're taking something like Nurofen on an empty tummy. Listen, coffee.
Never take any painkillers on an empty stomach or anything in general.
Coffee. Is a stimulant, it is a diuretic, but some people, so there's a kind of I'm not a coffee drinker, but I'm a tea drinker. I'll always have a cup of tea, even though it's a diuretic. Actually, the stimulant of the caffeine
makes
really
feel a
helps
bit better.
Me. Sleeping, napping, you're going to have had a disturbed sleep and just getting out into that fresh air and sort of working through, because the fear is a real thing. Mm-hmm. What did I say? Especially when, you know, like, you know, if I said that, I remember, because somebody write down the list of people I need to apologize to. You know, those. So you want to avoid that, but just get out, fresh air, walking, and then just looking after yourself. You don't have to go to every party. Mm-hmm. And I think things are, like, if you think about Guinness Zero, everyone says it's really nice. Yep. There's so many low low alcohol beers, and like, you know, people are so much more open to people not drinking alcohol. Things
well, there's
changed,
so many more options now as well, yeah. And like, we're more open and there's less shame on it. But this is all the drink side of things, and like, we need to be mindful. But the food side of things as well, like, you touched on that very briefly about, you know, making sure you eat a full meal before you go out, because otherwise you're just picking all around the place, yeah. And you're having a little cocktail sausage and then you're having a few more and then you've got no idea. Like, is there a balance that we can get between being relatively healthy and enjoying ourselves when it comes to food around the party season?
100%. So when you're out at a party, like, I remember, see, my sister is a dietitian, so I'm very schooled on this. So like, but it does add up, right? And but you're not gonna, but also you should enjoy yourself. Say you're at a party and you've eaten 14 cocktails, sausages, whatever, and you know, like, I mean, that they're really calorific. That's fine. Enjoy it, absolutely. But the next day, let's be mindful. Yeah. Let's kind of try when you're up and like, really for alcohol. You've done, like, there's so much calories to say in wine, that's fine, but enjoy it. But it's the next day, it's the Domino's pizza coming. If you can cut that out.
Yeah.
That's a lot of the time the worst damage.
I think being prepped
do.
Going into it, like having your food chopped on, having food in the fridge so you're 100%. Not actually looking, even if you meal prep before, so you're only popping it into the microwave and then it's done and dusted. Like, it's all those things, but you just have to be a little bit more organised about it.
Because you're going to be craving the salty food. Yeah. That's why the cheesy Domino's, whatever pizza, you know, that's what. But if you are prepped, and like something like eggs and bacon are going to be way better for you, higher protein, your body's going to be able to break it down a lot easier, all that sort of stuff. But as you're saying, have it, you know, be prepped, have it in the house.
You have to make it as easy as possible for yourself in all senses, because you're wrecked as well from just talking to everybody. Your social battery has gone down to absolutely zero. What would you say about to anyone who thinks that they can just ditch their fitness regime completely and pick it up again in the new year?
Listen, keep it going. There is going to be times if you get out, you know, come in at like 2:30 in the morning, you're the less likely going to a body pump class at 6:30.
Oh my God,
fine. But try and do 6 p.m. You'd be surprised how well. Try and keep up the exercise, if anything, for your mental health, because you're going to have late nights, lower amount of sleep, you're going to not be maybe feeling tip top form for the next whatever 6 weeks. So you need to try and keep the alcohol as so down as possible, but the exercise up. Think about the things, try and reshape it. If you think a gym is not, if you're kind of saying, okay, well, you know, I'm going to be less likely to go to a gym class, that's fine. Take up a bit of hill walk and go with a group of pals, you know, go for a walk, go down to the beach, go for big long walks. You could do that, no really, no matter how bad you feel. Do you know what I mean?
And I always think as well, like, for me personally, like, even when things get busy and I'm not able to get to the gym as much as I want, I try and hit my step count at least
100%.
And just keep on top of that, because that adds up the same way that the calories add up with the food. All your steps add up to 100%. The same as doing a gym class at the end of the day.
Maybe don't order, you know, an online delivery. I actually was conscious, because I have plans tonight, so I actually was conscious, so I cycled here today.
Oh,
I would, do you know what I mean? So those kind of things can,
and
you know,
it's cold.
And it's cold, it's really cold. I'm never going to feel my hands literally ever again. But like, all those things make a big difference. So definitely keep the exercise up, even for your mental health alone, and it'll help with your sleep. So that even though these nights out are going to disrupt your sleep cycle over the next 6, at least the alcohol or the exercise will counteract that a little
bit. So Sarah, actually, let's talk about that, because it is very easy to live a completely nocturnal life during the month of December.
Yeah.
So like, is it important to get as much natural light as possible, or does it matter? Like,
and before midday.
Okay.
So the vitamin, that hit off daylight, okay? So there's a lot of the functional medicine doctors and everything really, really emphasise this. So it's about getting out for at least 30 minutes, if you can, in some capacity before midday, because that's when the sun is at its strongest, right? And especially in winter sun, it's really important. So don't underestimate the walk into work.
Okay.
Say that you have the option of driving. Maybe there's going to be more parking space available. Scrap that. Try and get public transport in, because maybe the walk from the bus stop is 20 minutes to work. And those little decisions will make a big impact. Like, and make sure, actually, that's a big part of it, is make sure to be taking your supplements where possible. You know, the vitamin D, we should all be taking vitamin D supplements, because we don't have enough daylight to, and you know, if you are low in vitamin D, it can lead to sort of anxiety and all sorts of different things. So definitely look after yourself, but make those little changes will make a huge difference.
And they are all little changes. Finally, Sarah, everybody wants to have a nice time, all right? They want to let their hair down in December. What is your final piece of advice?
Yes, so eat before you go out.
Okay.
100%. Alternate alcohol drink with water. Keep hydrated. Taper off. Try and have your last. You know, it's the worst hangovers you're ever going to have is the slamming a drink before hopping into the taxi going home. That's it. So try and taper off. Try 3 hours. You know, go to, if you want to get something to eat on the way home, like all of that is going to kind of elongate you going to sleep. You're going to have a better night's sleep as a result.
Yeah, because you're going to be fit.
Yeah. Go on to Drink Aware, do a drinks calculator. Don't, and we were saying, absolutely try and finish your drink before getting a top up of wine. That's going to save you because you're going to actually be more aware of what you're drinking.
Sarah, thank you so much for all that practical advice. I know that we aren't in December just yet, but look, we really want to wish you a great Christmas in case we're not talking to you again before that. And yeah, loads of great advice there. That was ICU nurse Sarah Cairns. Thank you so much for coming in. We'll be right back after these.
With Laura Fox. Podcast.